It's Saturday, the 8th of March. It's about 20 past 10. Long lie in bed till about an hour ago, which we both thoroughly enjoyed, even though my wife was just a wee bit miffed that I got up at 20 past 9 out of bed. She had curried in for another bit of sleep, but I just had to get up. I not only needed to get up, if you know what I'm talking about, but I was also sore because we had slept 11 hours. Broken sleep, granted, but still 11 hours in bed. That plays up on my back and shoulders. So it's great when you get older, you know. It's all these things to look forward to, you know. But it was a great sleep. And it was on awakening, put it this way, on awakening, it was a positive thought right from the start, because we had planned to do a car boot for my wife's charity. And watched the weather forecast, and I watched two yesterday, and both were so doubtful. Wind and rain abounding, and one wee dry spot, which may have been here or not. So rather than pack the car up ready to go, we decided to opt out and give it a bye, because it's no fun. You know, it's no fun standing there waiting on rain hitting you again, or high winds blowing stuff off your table. So we decided not to go. And I actually remember lying in bed this morning when I woke for a wee bit, thinking, I bet you it's dry and fine, and we could have been along, and etc. So when I got up, looked out, raining. It's still strong winds blowing, gusting now and again. It's not raining just now, but it has been, because everything's sodden and the windows are wet. So I guess the rain didn't go off all that long ago. So really pleased with the decision, and Mary's really happy that we didn't go either. In fact, she did allude to the fact that there's no way she'd have got up at 4:45 this morning anyway. So, there you go. See, everything in that wee plan was positive, turned out positive. Although there is a negative aspect that we didn't get to the car boot. It's sounding more like a car boot ramble, doesn't it? Anyway, I'm just talking it over, mulling it over in my head, and kicking it out through my vocal cords, which are still a wee bit croaky. But the cold is definitely... touch wood, hold on to her, put my head against the shed. Okay, touch wood. That it's finally going. I know that colds have a habit of lingering with some of the symptoms, like croaky throat or that horrible taste in your mouth and throat for a long while. But so long as it's gone out of my head, as it were, and hasn't gone to my chest, I'm really happy. Bloods of fluids have been advised. So, plans for today. Now, the plans for today. I think today will be a leisurely day. I'm going to have some paperwork to sort out. I have to look out, go online and do some research on a new 17th edition multi-test instrument. My big one, the one I had when I was in work, which I still have and still use, and it was £1,000 way back, about 12, 13 years ago, believe it or not. A heck of a money. But it served me well, but now it's on its way out, and repairs would probably cost a good bit of money, so I'm going to have to invest in something anywhere between £500 and £700 for a new digital version of it. Not nice. Really don't want to have to spend that money, but I need it. Even though it's only now and again, I do need it. So I'm going to do research on that, see where I can get the best deal. And that'll be indoors, of course. And I think it'll just be a lazy day. I don't know if you noticed my voice this morning, but I'm feeling kind of... I'm feeling great. I'm feeling pretty damn good this morning. And that's going to be a positive. Glad I'm sheltering in below the lee of the shed here. So, I think that's what it'll be. It'll be an indoor day, and we'll both do all the indoor things. I had fun last night with some crimping shears that someone had handed in. I was cutting up coloured paper for the pricing for the carpet. And these pinking shears make a fantastic job of really fancy looking little labels. Yes, childish, sitting in the big chair with pinking shears and coloured paper. Ah, what the heck. So, I'm going to go a walk today. I haven't been a walk. I'm not going to say all week. I haven't been a walk for a long while. And I miss it. I miss getting out there. No matter, even if the weather is rotten like this, you can always just put the appropriate clothing on. But I have missed my walks. And I've noticed that. Because it's an essential part of not just my physical well-being, but mental well-being to get out there. It was funny in the garden, just as my wife called me and she says, come and see this. And those suet hangers I have one on a tree, a wee tree that's close to the house. And it's put there basically for the wee birds. A magpie had managed to get onto a nearby branch and was pecking at the suet feeder. But because it was windy and because it's on a long hanger, every time it pecked at the suet feeder swung away. And the chunk that the magpie had knocked off its beak fell to the ground, so it didn't end up in the magpie's beak. And it kept doing this, and the blackbirds spotted this, and so it hopped straight across. And we're picking up all the dropped suet that the magpie was providing for them, or inadvertently providing for them. And you could see the frustration on this magpie's face. Strictly speaking, I don't know if you can see that in any bird's face, but like rabbits, you know, expressionless. But it kept cocking its head after it pecked and think, well, wait a minute, why didn't that end up my mouth? Anyway, Rocky's hopping about all over the place in red poles with her wee dusty brown, dusty red cap on the Niger feeder. I need to get another Niger feeder. It's just not big enough for the birds that's coming in nowadays. More investment in nature. And I've two coconuts in the garage that need to be cracked open and hung up. So I'll make four half feeders. Blue tits love those. I've run out of steam. I'll wait and put the eggs on.